that first half that really kind of put us in bad positions. They capitalized. I think ball popped up. They put their helmet on the football, popped up right into a football, one of the players' hands, and we returned it for a touchdown. And so anyway, we got down 26-0, and then we just we kind of tightened up and played a lot better. Second half, I thought we played really well. Just couldn't, finish the drive there at the end. We came close. We completed a 50-yard pass to Gavin Fitzwater from Caleb Thompson and got us, I think, down to 5. Just couldn't finish the drive, ran out of time. Gavin also had an interception and return, probably 30, 35 yards, kind of set us up. But just had trouble finishing. Milan, good football team, but I'd like to mention our seniors if I could. Nick Scott, Wyatt Seeger, Tristan Wolf, Aaron Latimer, Chandler Bartlett, Earl Corey, Chance Raby, Colton Tomlin played last football game on Polo football field. So just wish we could have sent them out with a win, but they did played well tonight.
Yeah, when that turnover bug bites you early like that, you know, you put yourself behind the eight ball and you just got to keep fighting it, you know. And I've coached teams that have been successful. I've coached teams that have had a hard time putting wins on the scoreboard. But it really sounds like your kids, you know, have continued, you know, to play their tails off throughout the year this year, even though they haven't had success on the scoreboard.
Yeah, we've gotten better in the last 3 weeks. Once we've kind of gotten over the injury bug and some other things, you know, kind of gotten some consistency and you know, some people are comfortable in their positions. You know, I really felt like we finished strong even though we didn't win and didn't, you know, come out on top. I felt like the kids, you know, have gotten better, very coachable. And, you know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, you know, and you know, your goal is obviously winning every game, but there's a lot more why behind, you know, high school athletics. So next week, you guys have the unenviable task of traveling to Mid-Buck to play the Dragons. You know, obviously they're a very good football team. Coach, talk a little bit about maybe what you have up your sleeve next week, or ball control, or what are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, that's the key, trying to keep, you know, ball control and you know, being efficient in what you're doing, not, you know, committing some, you know, tonight we had several penalties that were just, you know, I thought uncalled for. We just didn't execute like we could have. You know, Coach Fritz, he's got them going in the right direction over there. I think last I looked, they were, you know, ranked 4th in the state. But, you know, we tell our kids every week, you know, that's why we play this game. You know, on paper, anything, you know, you can fix it out on paper, but, you know, that's why we play them. You know, weather conditions, turnovers, you know, injuries, anything can happen that, you know, can influence the outcome of the game.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck next week. Thanks for joining us tonight. Give us a call back again. Let us know how it turns out next week.
Okay, appreciate your coverage.
All right, that was Reed Stevens of Polo. Polo fell tonight to Milan 26-0.